to be mazba the inyan. To give it some clarity. Every chet, you always have to go to the sheresh. You have to go to the root of where it's coming from. Comes to tshuva. One of the hardest things when it comes to tshuva on midas. Why is it so hard to do tshuva on a midah? You know, famous Chaim Volozhin, that to break one midah, you can learn gan shas before you can break one bad midah. And it's so true, such a true word. You could see people, you could meet people. 7 years later, they have the same bad midah. And they went through daf yomi. Okay, they didn't learn shas like Chaim Volozhin. They went through shas. They first put in 7 years, learning an hour a day daf yomi. Could be they had other limudim as well. And more often than not, when you meet a friend of yours from 7 years ago, and he was a balkas, he's still a balkas. And he was a baal lashon hara, he's still a baal lashon hara. And the truth is, sadly, you see it a lot of times even in yeshiva. You see a guy's in yeshiva, you see he's growing, his learning is moving forward. Very often the midas much harder, lags, much harder to change. Doesn't mean you can't, of course you could. That's the avodah. One of the reasons why it's hard to do tshuva on a midah is because it's not tangible. And therefore it's hard to identify it. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, the first point of tshuva, sheyakir ha-choyte es chetoy. You have to identify your chet. You have to know you're doing a chet. You have to know you're doing a chet. Recently, I had to call a balabas into yeshiva to give him a little musar. Give the guy a little musar. It was serious enough of an issue that people in the streets came to me to complain that this is a problem by this person. So it was already mafursim. And I called him in to talk to him about this problem that he has. The problem that he has is so clear. It's a salan sahadi. Even in the street, they know it's a problem. It's an obvious problem. It's not a problem that he has. He's not being mechaven properly in the bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Everybody knows he has this problem. It took me 45 minutes for the guy to even acknowledge. And this is after I told him, this is Birshus HaRabbi. What I'm telling you now is no. It's not, I'm not telling you one person had an observation. This is public. And it was a public thing. It's like I tell you, you have brown hair. And you say, no. No, I'm green hair. You have brown hair. Here, look at the mirror. Brown. No, it's green. Yeah. It was that clear. I was thinking of this Rambam, Yakir Achot Eschet. So when you're doing tshuva for Machol Sasuris, it's tangible. Person knows he ate something that was not allowed to eat. Machol Sasuris, there's no three ways to look at it. A chazer is a chazer. It's a shena chazer, a gute chazer. It's a bad pig, it's a good pig. It's a pig with a good personality. It's a balmidas pig, it's a mushkas pig. It's a pig. You know, you ate a pig, it's a pig. Finished. It's much easier to do tshuva on that. Somebody says, you know, you're not nice. Nice, I am nice. You did avul to that guy. I did avul to. You know who that guy is. You know how many avuls he did to me. I'm just trying to straighten him out. So tell us, and this guy's mamish a mushchus, and I had to let people know. And chas v'shalom. You go through every mida a person has. Gaiva. Do I have gaiva? I act 30 times less than I really am. Most poly gaiva hold them much bigger than they are, than they act. I'm much bigger. I love the meiser of Bienis and Eibishitz. Bienis and Eibishitz comes in Kippur into a shtibel. one of his times where he ran away from his hometown, went into Golos. He comes into a shtibul, and he picks a corner to daven, and he sees this guy is davening. And then the guy comes to chelik and davening. Elikai, actually, it's sorti any kedai ofrani b'chayai. I'm mamish a nobody. Kavuchayim b'misasi a tip besuchah. Nothing. If Yannis Haibishtach was spoiled, how a guy is such a madrega that he mamish feels like he's a piece of garbage. The next day, the Gaborim were giving out the aliyahs, and he didn't get the aliyah that he thought he was going to get. He goes over to the Gabbai. What's going on here? Are you talking? You didn't give me that aliyah. Mafter Yoyna, you're talking. You didn't give me my aliyah. The Gabbai starts giving aitzes, this, that, and he's standing there. Yannis and Ivish just goes over, he says, Rabid. I was sitting next to you yesterday. You were saying, you're like, Kai Achelon, it's Sarati, and he can die. The mommy's a mother. I'm a nobody. Off Rani Bechai. And now all of a sudden you need an aliyah. Has aliyah noch to the two? So the guy says, no, you don't understand. Yesterday I was talking to the Rabbi Shalom. Compared to the Rabbi Shalom, Taka off Rani Bechai. Hare anil fanecho. Taka, compared to you, I'm a nobody. But now I'm talking to people here. Over here, I'm on top. Right? So nobody says, I'm a gaiva, chas v'shalom, gaiva. I still are. I act humble. I mean, listen, how humble can I be? I mean, I'm a fault. I'm a baravashi. There isn't every characteristic a person has, there are so many ways to explain and express, that's not really a problem. It's not. That's the way people are. That's why it's very hard. Very hard to identify. You have a problem. You have to go to the shoresh. In order to fix something, you have to be able to go to the root and root it out, like they say. But you can only root something out if you get to the root. If you don't get to the root, you can't root it out. You have to go there. That's doch mi des reus. Fact is, a fascinating of Chaim Shmulevitz on this past week's parasha. Chaim Shmulevitz is talking about Nodav Aviyu. Nodav Aviyu. Nodav Aviyu, they died. Because Nodav Aviyu died. So there's many reasons given why Nodav Aviyu died. The Medrash itself gives countless reasons. The Mefarshim, there's many explanations. But the Bavus, the reason, the famous reason, that's found in the Gemara in Erevin, is that they were Moira Halocha Bifnei Rabba. They were Moira Halocha Bifnei Rabba. Frank of Chaim Shmulevitz, Moira Halocha Bifnei Rabba is a very bad thing. But the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Rav Shemochel HaKvoidi, Kvoidi Mochel. A person could be Moira HaKvoidi. A Rebbe could be Moira HaKvoidi. So Moira Halocha Bifnei Rabba, it's a bad thing. But they died immediately with no rachamim, no nothing. Boom, everything's over. Tetzayesh mufnei Hashem. The fire came out, it burned them up. Okay, maya lochem ifnei rabba. If you look over there in the Gemara in Erevin, talking the sugya from Nodav Aviyu, you see a fascinating thing. The Gemara says here in Erevin, loymeisu Nodav Aviyu at shehoiru alocha bifnei Moshe rabba. They didn't die till they omer alocha bifnei rabba. Rabbi Lezer also had such a Talmud that was Moir Alocha Bifnei Rabba. This is the Gemara right there in Erev. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Lezer lay Mashalay Mishtoi Tamiyani im Yotzi Zeshnosay v'loy Hotzi Shnos. Helt amaisen. Yeah. Rabbi Lezer has a Talmud. The Talmud was Moir Alocha Bifnei Rabba. He passed in the Shiloh without his Rebbe. In front of his Rebbe. Without his Rebbe's Rishus. Rebbe Lezer tells his wife, Amos Sholem, this guy's not going to make it through the year. Here? He's not going to make it through the year. Zok de Gimore, for loy hoitzi shnos. He didn't live it. He died. He died a younger man. Says the Gimore, Omrolei, noviato. So his wife tells him, what are you, a novi? How do you know the guy's going to die? Omar lo, loy novi, ani, loy ben novi. Elokach mekubulani aloha b'vnei raboi, moir aloha b'vnei raboi chayiv misa. Fascinating. Moir aloha b'vnei raboi. Fact of Chaim Shmulevitz. So far. Rebbe Lezer, zay moicho! Rav shemocho al kvoidoi kvoidi mocho. Rebbe Lezer was a captain. Be moicho the Talmud. Rebbeinu dal makulam. The guy's more aloha b'fnei rabbi, so what do you say? Okay, kol tu, began eidin tehei minu chasech. Be meichel him, forgive him. It's a bomb, it's a bomb. So I'll tell you what Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz talked as a, ein kavonas chazal choymer yisu shomer aloha b'fnei rabbi. That's not the point. It's not Moir Aloha B'fnei Rabbi is because it's such a serious crime. On the, you know, you have Chayvei Mises Bezdin, you have Chayvei Mises B'dei Shemayim, you have Chayvei Malkias. It's not, it doesn't mean it's such a serious crime. But, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, and he brings riots. I'm not going to go through all his riots with Elder Umeidah and Yeshua Benun. He says like this. He says, but Elo, Hamoira Aloha B'fnei Rabbi Goyrein Kilkul L'Kol Am. Somebody's Moira Aloha B'fnei Rabbi goes against the survival of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are living on the Mesorah of Rav LaTalmud. He's putting the nation at risk. He's risking the very foundation of our nation. Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz, the Goyim Kalkolo Leuma, he's causing a kilkul to the people. Ukimavu b'medrash haskenim eim aknafayim shalom Yisrael. The medrash says that the skenim of Klal Yisrael, those are the wings. Klal Yisrael nim shaloyv, Klal Yisrael compared to a bird, and the skenim are nim shal to our wings. So Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz, what's pshat in the medrash? A wing, if a bird loses its wing, it's not pshat, it becomes a hobbler. Now it will wobble around. It'll die. The bird will die almost instantly. If you ever saw a nest, sometimes the nest turns over and the birds fall out before they can fly. Okay? The lifespan of that chick, that little bird on the ground, is very, very bekitzel. It's a kitzel shulchan aruch. Because very bekitzel, it's going to become a shulchan aruch for the cat. It's very quickly, it's over. The life of that bird is over. Quickly. Zocht of Chaim Shmulevitz. The skenim are the life of Klal Yisrael. Sometimes we lost a nice thing. We lost our, you know, some kind of crown. Skenim are not our crown. The skenim are our wings. And we're like a bird. A malach could be without his wings. Could still be a malach. After the chum, the medrash says, some of the wings got cut off the malach. A malach is not a malach. A bird without wings is for the garbage. For the beis hakvoras. A bird without wings doesn't live. Zokt Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Somebody's moir aloha b'fnei rabbi. He's destroying the relationship between the Skenim and Klal Yisrael, finished. Over. We cannot survive. Klal Yisrael cannot survive. He ends and he says, Lefikach, Ein harav rashai limchoy lezeh hamoir halacha lefanov. Hagam shemucha muta limchol al kvoidai. Avada, the Rebbe could be Michael is covered. If a Talmud does something on the side, he slights his Rebbe Mimela. The Rebbe should, not only the Rebbe could be Michael, the Rebbe should be Michael. But, over here he says, Ki ein medubra al kovad arav, elo al kium klal Yisrael. This is not kovad arav. This is the survival of the nation. Somebody's moira aloha b'fnei rabbi, he's tampering with the survival of Klal Yisrael. And that's the reason why they weren't able to be Meichel. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to be Meichel. Rebbe Elazar wasn't able to be Meichel. That's the Pshat. That means, here's where you have a perfect example. The Chet itself, it's a Chet, but it's not, who knows what kind of Chet? It's not Chayvei Mises Bezdin. Mora Lucha Bifnei Rabboi. Mavazer Rabboi. Als Chet, he's being Mavazer's Rebbe. No different than another guy who's Tama Mechutzim. But the Kilkul, the Shoyrish, the root of the Chet, is destroying the nation. That's the root. The Shoyrish. And the Shoyrish overshadows the actual Chet. That's the Chiddush. The Shoyrish is more important. The Kilkul of this Chet is more important than the actual Chet itself. Yeravam ben Nevat created a facade of Nevi'ei Shekel. That was Yeravam ben Nevat. That's who he was. Nevi'ei Baal. All of the stuff that he did. He didn't just do Avodah Zarah. He gave it a facade of Kedusha. He made it into a new... By doing that, he disrupted the whole Messiah of Klal Yisrael, the Nevi'ei Emes of Klal Yisrael. That's what he did. That was his job. That's what he wanted to do. And that was his whole Desigmen Zangansa religion. And Memela, no matter what the Navi told him, he couldn't admit. Because that goes against the whole facade that he was trying to create. And even when the Navi Emes came to him and he was stuck, he had to admit. He didn't admit. His Spalalalalehecho. He couldn't say mine. Because that way he would be throwing out his whole new religion that he created. Zokhtim Musar HaNaviim. When Edoy HaNavi listened to the Navi Shekel, he was putting at risk the whole binyan that they were trying to fix from what Yeravam ben Nevat did. He was sent from a message from Hashem, fix the problem of Yeravam ben Nevat, which is the world of Shekel. The Nevi'ei Shekel. When he was Nichshol, and he went ahead and bought into the Navi Shekel, and he went to the guy for lunch, it wasn't such a big chet, he went for lunch, but he put at risk again the whole churban. That's why he was chayv mis. The second guy, that wasn't his mission. He did a chet, but that wasn't his job. So he got his punishment. The Eibishter took care of him. But it didn't need the same immediate response that Hashem did to the first Navi. Because the first Navi, that's what he was sent for. That's what he was sent for. And when a person falls into Sheker, then they don't see anything anymore. The Rabban Shem could talk to you, Bechvoidi, Vahatzmai, Chazor Boch. Go, do tshuva. And you and I will go and Gan Eden together. He still can't see it. That's the danger of Sheker. Sheker makes everything black. Because the root, Sheker is not such a big chet. But the root of Sheker is Makalkal, is Kol Uma. The root of Sheker could destroy our nation. Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, with this will end. Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, he was matar shchutei chutz in order to disprove the Nevi'ei Shekher. But he only did it after he asked them, tell me, who do you believe in? Do you believe in Nevi'ei Baal? Go after him. Do you believe after Nevi'ei Hashem? Go after him. For lo yochlu lanei soy soy. The Navi says the Jews weren't able to answer. When Eliyahu asked him, what do you believe in? Tell me what you believe in. They couldn't answer him. They couldn't answer him. He told them the famous words, "Al Mosat and Poischem Al Beis Hasifir." How long are you going to be like this, both sides of the fence? And he was matur shchutei chutz. So the Achronim explained that if Klal Yisrael would have been in one place, at least they would have known where they stand. He would have been able to bring them back without shchutei chutz. But if you poischeach Al Beis Hasifir, If you're bringing in confusion, then once you bring in confusion, A guy's worshipping Avodah Zorah, he's worshipping Avodah Zorah. The guy is, it's Avodah Zorah, Betzuras, Avodah, with Mizbeach, with just one big mix. That's the most dangerous. And that, when once Rehovam ben Avot prescribed to that, even when Hashem came to him, Bechvoidi Uba'atzim, Chazor Boch, he didn't do tshuva. Could have done tshuva. Not saying he did it. It was his Bechira. But I'm just saying, he still didn't do tshuva. And that's the importance of a Jew, first of all, first and foremost, prescribing to the Messiah, being Mevatel himself. In that time it was the Nevi'im, today it's the Zkenim, the Zkeni Hador. I just told somebody this morning, in the Kaddish we say, in the Kaddish to Rabbonim, Al Yisroel, Val Rabbonim, Val Talmidein, Val Kol Talmidei Salmidein. Did you ever think, why is the Kaddish so long? Al Yisroel, Val Rabbonim, Val Talmidein. That's enough. That includes everything. What do you need the whole Mishaberach? Talmidei, Talmideiin. You say Rabbonon and Talmideiin. That includes everything. Comes Reb Chaim Brisk. And he says sometimes a person thinks he doesn't need a Rebbe anymore. He doesn't need a Rebbe anymore. He graduated. Says the Kaddish to Rabbonon. Al Yisrael, Val Rabbonon, Val Talmideyoin, Val Kol Talmidei Talmideyoin. That means the guy already has Talmidim, he's still a Talmid. That's the Talmidei Talmidim. If there's Talmidei Talmidim, it means that the Talmid, that the Rebbe of the Talmud is Noch HaTalmud. So Keb Chaim, the Rebbe that Voich HaTzayin HaTalmud. And I was giving this guy, I was telling him, this is a Yisrael in life. I felt this guy, he had a Rosh Hashiva years ago, but he doesn't go back to him anymore. I said, I want you to know, I never was without a Rebbe. First of all, I had the Baruch Hashem, Choshev Rosh Hashivas that I always was mevatel myself to. Some of them are not well, some of them are Noilam Ha'emes. When Rabbi Yankov was Nifta, I went to Rav Pam. I told Rav Pam, you're my Rebbe now. And if Rav Pam would tell me, Yimincha Shel Smocha, it was Rav Pam. I only took the Shteller in the Shul 26 years ago because Rav Pam told me. And I held not to take it. He said, yeah, to take it. So I took it. I told this guy, till today, if I have a shayla, I'll take a plane and go ask Reb Chaim. I'll take a plane trip to ask Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim tells me, that's how a Jew has to live. A Jew has to live, he has to know there's a Messiah. And that Messiah is the foundation of our people. And Yerovam ben Avot, he manipulated the Messiah. And all the kilkulim that came out. If he would have just said, you know what, forget about Nevi'im, I'm not interested in Nevi'im. I'm going off the derech. Okay, there's one way to deal with him. But you start creating a new derech, and you start manipulating the Messiah of Klal Yisrael, then everything is at risk. And as Reb Chaim Shulevitz says, that's called kilkula umakula. That could destroy the whole nation.